Right, okay, so let us start with Siman Tofresh Pei Beis. Dinan Anisim B'Chanukah, there's many relevant halachas. Okay. Siman Tofresh Pei Beis, Sif Aleph. Din Alanisim B'Chanukah, the halachas of Alanisim on Chanukah. Kol Shemanasim B'Chanukah, all the 8 days of Chanukah. Oymer Alanisim, you will say, we say Alanisim. When do we say it? B'Virkas HaMozoin, when we bench. Bebirkas Haoretz, in the book of Birkas Haoretz, and with Tfilah, and in Shmona Esri, we say Bebirkas Moedim, after the Tfilah of, after the Broch of Moedim. Says the Mishneh Bura, here the following. Mishneh Bura in Tzivkot Nam Aleph says, Oymal Anissim, we say Anissim, Kosev Sforim, the Sforim, right? He doesn't say actually who it is, but he says in the name of the Sforim, Shebenusach Anissim Yoymal Ve'al Anissim Bevov. This is not universally accepted in all the nuschos of all the sidurim. Some say alanisim, some fe alanisim. The truth is that in context also, it seems to make much more sense to say ve alanisim. But that's what the Mishneh Berurah paskens. Kosev esforim shebenusach alanisim yoyma ve alanisim. So Mishneh Berurah paskens, it's more accurate to say ve alanisim, unlike some published common sidurim. Vevov, hein betfila, hein bebekas, and also impeed in tfila, in Shemana Esraim, bebekas, and also whether it's in benching. Kshomdo aleihem, yeshe dalektevas aleihem. Do achakach oima al amcho Yisrael. So he says, ve elem ken oima ve al amcho Yisrael. So that's actually the way we have in most Sidurim. It actually says, ve al amcho Yisrael, and then kshomdo aleihem. So that's actually the correct in most Nuschoas. One question which is not mentioned in Mishneh Berurah at all, which is an interesting question. What happens on Tuesday? Tuesday is first night Chanukah, right? Tuesday night is first night. Somebody who davens Mincha Maariv. So he doesn't wait for Maariv Bizmanoi. So if somebody on Tuesday is going to daven, on Tuesday afternoon is going to daven Mincha and Maariv together, does he hasn't lit. He hasn't lit. Obviously he's going to light well after Maariv. But he's davening Mincha and Maariv together. Does he or does he not say Ananisim by Maariv?
Isn't that the exact reverse question to whether when first night on Leil Shabbos?
Yeah, is it the same question? Is it the same question? Is it the same question? We discussed the B'shlem Zaman's Chiddush on Friday, first night Chanukah. After lighting the candle, you may have lit the first candle. It's not relevant for this year, this B'shlem Zaman. But if you light first night, on Friday, you've lit, and then you go and you daven mincha. So it's a bit similar, indeed. Yeah, but not exactly, yeah.
I know there's a machlok, whether you can do it or not. Kolzman, you paskin that you can daven maariv before nacht, then it's always the same. Same with Rosh Chodesh, same with...
Very good.
...daven on a tannis, and you're at the end of Yom Tov. Now, I think there's even an opinion I heard that you could daven Moshe Shabbos maariv while it's still Shabbos.
Correct. Right. Right. Does everybody agree to that? If you daven mincha maariv, will you say alanisim? Yes. Right. The answer is yes. This is the Mishneh Berurah. Interestingly, the Mishneh Berurah is only in Hilchos Megillah. It's the Mishneh Berurah later in Siman Tov Resh Tzadik Gimel, who said explicitly that yes, you should say Alanisim, although you haven't lit, and practically speaking, it's not really Nacht yet. It's not Chanukah yet, really. But yes, certainly one may say Alanisim then. One should say.
On reflection, not the same question as the Erev Shabbos, because there, you've made the bracha, so you've already been chal, you've brought almost...
Right, so it's a bit different, yes? As opposed to, yeah. What about if by mistake somebody said Alanisim by Mincha? Imagine that. So he daven Mincha Maariv, and he got a bit confused for a minute with the days, with the nights, all confusing. So he said Mincha with Alanisim. Does he need to go over Mincha? Because he said, you know, if you'd say today Alanisim, yeah, you'd Shemana Esra would be problematic. They have to go over Shemana Esra again. What happens if by Mincha he said Alanisim? Is that a problem as well? What happened? Well, if you say, imagine Mincha Maariv, so Maariv is Alanisim, but Mincha before that as well. So does he need to go over Mincha again?
Yes.
He does?
Is Mincha before Shkia or not?
Yeah.
I think the question is it after Plaque? I don't know if that would make
Yeah, you're saying that it may depend on that.
Maybe, it probably doesn't depend, maybe it doesn't make a difference.
He has to repeat it.
If it does,
right, a very, very interesting point that you're making, yes?
If he only remembers that he said it at Maariv, and now the question is, do I have to repeat Maariv? In summer, he wouldn't, because there
right.
wouldn't actually be any benefit.
Very good. Very nice. Lemaisa, the poskim say an interesting thought. They say that you actually won't have to be Yotze. Because with regards to Chanukah, although it's true that our minig is to light by Nacht, But really, from plag already you can light. That's actually the point that you are making. From plag already you can light. And in United States, it's very common. Many, many Yidden light before Shkia, or by Shkia, rather. So there is already a little bit of a Zman Chanukah already. So it's very different than the universal understanding that by Aras Banacht, everything's over here. By plag and mincha, there's already a bit of a Chanukah type of... plag is 1 1/4 hour. Yeah, there is... So Chanukah is different than any other. Normally, you can't do anything by plag. I'm saying you wouldn't be able to fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah or anything like that. But over here, by Chanukah, it's different. There's already some element of Chanukah from plag HaMincha onwards. And the proof of that is that you can be yoytze lighting already from plag HaMincha. Consequently, yes, you'd actually be yoytze by you by saying al nisim b'mincha. It's the wrong thing to do, but you wouldn't have to go back and say Shmoneh Esrei again.
Wouldn't that be the same as on Friday afternoon when you can already bring in your Shabbos and you daven into mincha, you daven a
Shabbos sticker. What would you say? Shabbos mincha? What would you daven? What would be an application of that? If you daven mincha of Shabbos, that wouldn't...
You might be davening mincha of chal.
Yeah, you davening... Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a good question. Good hora. Not sure. It's a very good, very interesting point. Yeah.
So, the Dalek order is after Chatzos and your Dalek Nissen. Would you be able to get
over
the other because it is technically
already right. There is some Pesach, it's called Yom Tov already to a certain extent. Yeah, but good. It's a good thought as well. And I don't think you can. The question is going to be why, but you're right. It's because you can't fulfill the mitzvahs Hayom. Yeah, that's the answer. You can't fulfill the mitzvahs Hayom from Chatzos onwards. Although it's true, they used to bring the Korban Pesach then, and it's considered a Yom Tov to some extent.
But you won't be able to.
It's not actually considered Pesach yet, strictly speaking. So you can't actually fulfill the mitzvahs yet. But it's a very nice thought, and it's something to explore. Very nice thought. Another thought, which have you ever heard of the Mincha Ktzora? It's quite common in yeshivas. I've never seen it in England though. And that's all. There's a Mincha Ktzora. Do you know what Mincha Ktzora is? Have you heard of that? There's some yeshivas that have an interesting. I don't know if I can call. Oh, yeah? So how does it work in... Because there's two ways of doing it. How does it work at work?
They do a Kaddish straight away and then...
You say Ashe, Kaddish, and then...
Davon's up to Kaddish and then it's quiet.
Up to Kaddish and then quiet. That can be done... That's... No, so...
Oh, yeah, so you do it sometimes.
Okay, that's called Mincha Ktzora. It's very controversial in the poskim. It's very, very controversial because really there's a Takanas Chachomim once you go over Shmoneh Esrei. That's something which we're going to be learning with Shem. And Chelik Aleph, Mr. Wood. It's very controversial. Why? That's something else. That's what I'm referring to. That exists as well, but I'm not referring to that. There is another way of doing it that everybody davens together with the chazan. Is that what you said? Right. So there's another way of everybody davening with the chazan up till after Kedusha. And then continued. So that you gain yourself another. It's a bit quicker yet. It's another way, but it's.
After Maldiv, you join him again.
Well, no. So there's either you're starting with a chazan or you're waiting till after Kedusha. This is very controversial, and I don't get into that now. There is, however, some yeshivas who have that minik to do it. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a whole thesis why some yeshivas do it. It's a topic on its own. Now, Rabbi Aaron Kotler discusses as to whether. It's a discussion. It's not really to save time. That's not where it comes from. They are saving time, but that's not where it's coming from. The question is: these yeshivas who have that minik, can they do mincha ktzora? In fact, workplaces. Let's address workplaces as well. Can they do mincha ktzora during Chanukah as well? Is there any reason to assume that it's more severe during Chanukah and more problematic during Chanukah?
Missing out the modem of the
Chazara. Very good. So that's very simple. Ann Kotler says that although sometimes it's justifiable to do Mincha Ktzora, but he says on Chanukah you can never do it because of Al-Nisim. So Al-Nisim is part of the Pilsum Anis, the publicizing of the miracle. And Al-Nisim has to be publicly said. And it must be said publicly. And therefore he says that even if you do Mincha Ktzora, on Chanukah you can't do Mincha Ktzora. Very interesting thought. Very Ann Kotler. Yeah, on Rosh Chodesh, he wouldn't have that problem. Correct. Yeah, he wouldn't have that problem. Yeah. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Seif Cotton Base, Bebirkas HaSoyis, that's with regards to Al-Nisim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Seif Cotton Base, Bebirkas HaMozen, Bebirkas HaOretz, with Tefillah Birkas HaModim. Ma'atam. The reason why we say Ananisim during Moedim is, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Kula Melts the Chanukah Ikara Hoidohi. What beautiful, essential words in the Mishnah Berurah here. That the whole idea of Chanukah, says the Mishnah Berurah, the whole concept of Chanukah is all about Hoidah. Thanking Hashem. We're thanking for the miracles we are aware of. Thanking Hashem for the miracles we are not aware of. It's all about thanking and realizing that we need to thank Hashem. So that's why we put Ananisim straight after Moedim. It's all about thanking Hashem. So we thank Hashem. Moedim Nachloch. And then after Sveal Ananisim, we thank the Rebbe. We add the additional miracles as well. Yeah, you... Yeah, let's see in a minute. Over here, come in Shalosh b'Chanukah v'Purim ein maskirin shel Chanukah. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, with regards to Alamichya, we do not mention in Alamichya, we don't mention Chanukah and Purim. We don't mention Chanukah and Purim. We don't mention in Alamichya, we don't mention Chanukah and Purim. There's a discussion amongst the poskim. Why is that so? Why is that so? But it's a fact that we don't mention. It's a bit of a discussion why we don't mention. Rosh Chodesh we do mention, and Shabbos we also mention, but Chanukah and Purim is not mentioned in Alamichya. Yeah. What happens if a person didn't say Alanisim? Does he need to go back over Shmoyne Esra benching? He doesn't. Says the top of page 296. If he didn't say Ein Machzirin Oisei, he doesn't have to go back. Miu, however, im nizkar, if he remembers pa'oise brocha, if he remembers the middle of the brocha, calls man shalo iskir es Hashem, as long as he didn't say Hashem's name, afilu nizkar bein ato la Hashem, even if he said the word ato, boch ato, he said, oh, I forgot to tell anisim, choyza, he returns, he goes back. Hagov yesh oimim sheshochach al anisim b'vikas hamozoin. Yes, there is a special solution, a solution that happens. What happens if you forgot the anisim in benching? What do you do if you forgot in benching? Very good. Yeah. And that's right. The special Rachamon, that's what he says. Some say, Sheshochach al anisim b'vikas hamozoin. If you forgot, say, when you reach Rachamon, you should say, Rachamon, Yase, Lonu, Nisim, Venifloys. Hashem should make us wonders and Niflois. Kashem, just like Shosiso that he made for us, like we sent to our forefathers, Peyomi Mohem, in Persian days, Basmanazin nowadays, Tupi, Mematisho, etc. Now, this is the best Rachamon to know by heart. Because you can never find it. If you ever forget, you never find it. It's impossible to find Sidurim. If you notice, that's a brilliant Rachamon to know about. Now, I remember seeing the question, and it's a brilliant question, but I don't remember the answer. So maybe you can help me out. I remember seeing the question, and I just don't know what the answer is. The meaning of this Rachamon. What's the meaning of the Rachamon? Let's go over it again. When he reaches Rachamon, he should say the following: Yom Rachamon, Hashem, who yase lonu, who should make us nisim benifloys, kashem, just like shasisa, he made for us lavoisenu to our forefathers. Biyomimohem, in those days, basmanazeh, in our days, bimematisho, Hashem should make us miracles like he made miracles to them. Now, what's the obvious question on that? You know what? How many times I've I just saw this question. I don't know the answer.
It's not thanking him.
Right? You're thanking. I didn't notice that. It's true. Where's the thanking element? Okay. Fair enough.
What's the question? My question is,
there's a very obvious question over here. I saw this question and I don't remember where I saw it. And I couldn't find, and therefore I couldn't trace back the answer. The question is the following. We don't ask Hashem for Nisim. We're not allowed to ask Hashem for Nisim. It's a Gemara. A person is not allowed to expect Nisim. One second. We're not allowed to expect Nisim. And the Gemara says, you're not allowed to go on the coastal, there's a wall that is about to fall down. Because a person is not allowed to. Rav Tesla explains the Michtav Melio. Rav Tesla explains why. Why are we not allowed to expect Nisim? We believe in Nisim. Why are we not allowed to expect wonders, miracles? Why are we not allowed to expect? If we believe in it, why are we not allowed to expect it? So Rav Tesla Michtav Melio explains the following. Rav Tesla says, because if you're expecting a miracle, they mean that you're expecting, you deserve a miracle. Who are you to deserve to expect a miracle? Who says you deserve a miracle? Only tzaddikim deserve miracles. Hashem gives a special hashkach of nisim. If you expect an Nisan, that means it's Rav Dassel says it's Gava. You think too highly of yourself. I'm going to go on a dangerous wall that may collapse because I think I deserve an S. I'm crossing the street without looking right, without looking left. I deserve a miracle. You know, if you're expecting miracles, that means you think that you deserve it. Who are you to deserve it? So that's a rule. That's a rule. So we're not allowed to expect miracles. It's a Gemara in a few places. So my question is, and I saw this, why over here we say Horacham on Hashem should make us nisim like He made nisim to our forefathers? What's that? Klal is allowed to expect miracles. That's a chiddush. Please explore. It's a, you might be right. Explain. Explain. It's an interesting thought. Klal Yisrael is worthy of miracles. What a nice thought. Barry says that Klal Yisrael deserves Nisim. We're worthy of Nisim. We're worthy of it. Just an individual. It's Gaiva for an individual. What a nice thought. That's not what I saw, but that's a brilliant answer. It's a brilliant, beautiful answer. Yeah.
It's not asking for a particular miracle. It's just
the general. Right. It's more. It's a general as opposed to specificness. Well, nice. Nice thought as well. Yeah. Very, very nice. Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah.
We already know because the
College
Rock was given to the Nevi'im that there will be.
It's a statement. We believe in it and we know that will happen. Very nice. It's very meductic. Yep. I'm banging this one off as well. Wow. What a nice thought. Yes.
Even put in a position
where
our spiritual and our physical was threatened effectively in both of those cases. If the even were ever put in a position like that again, and there was nothing other than to dumb for a miracle.
Right. Very such a nice answer. We got Baba Hashanuk is Chabur. Four beautiful answers. You answer that Klal Yisrael is different. Again, the question is, how can we daven for Nisim? We're not allowed to expect to daven for Nisim. You're answering Klal Yisrael is different. The Klal Yisrael as a community is allowed. You are saying that your answer was that it's not specific, it's more general that we're allowed to. And you are saying that we're not davening for, we know that's going to happen because that's what the Nevi'im taught us and told us. So it's not a davening for, it's just that...
It's a statement of fact.
And you are saying that another answer is that in a certain situation where there's no solution, where there's no other answer, a person would be allowed to, if there's no other way out.
That's not contrary to in some economies, that's... If there's nothing else to do,
Rabbi said, these are beautiful answers. Absolutely. One day, Mitzvah, we should publish a sefer of Chidushim that are coming out from the Dir Shel Chabur in Edgware. So these answers will be printed in that sefer. Yeah, okay. Very nice. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, says Seif Beis. And I wanted to see Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan. Mishnah Yosef Cotton Hay before we move on. Mishnah Yosef Cotton Hay says, Yem Rachamon, V'chem Bepurim. Same, the Rachamon is in Purim as well. V'Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh V'Chanukah, on Rosh Chodesh and on Chanukah, Yoyim Azeh Rachamon Ichadesh. So you first say Rachamon Ichadesh, and if you haven't forgotten by then you should say the Rachamon of forgetting Ananisim. Mishum the Tadir Koidem. So the Rachamon of Rosh Chodesh comes before the Rachamon of Ananis, which is really interesting because that's something I forgot, right? You should have said it 2 minutes ago. And nevertheless, now comes the Tadir Rachamon Yichadesh Aleinu, the Chodesh Hazeh, comes before the. Right? That's interesting. Okay, see, base. Gam be Musaf Shal Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Tzrich Lehazkeh Shal Chanukah. On Musaf of Shabbos and on Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Chanukah, Shabbos Chanukah, and Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. Tzorech la'azkir shel Chanukah, you still need to say Al-Nisim. Af al-pi she'en b'musaf Chanukah, although Chanukah doesn't make a Musaf, obviously. Chanukah makes a Halal, but Chanukah doesn't make a Musaf. Nevertheless, if there is a Musaf, such as Shabbos Chanukah, such as Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, you'll say Al-Nisim. Obviously, we all do that. Obviously, by Musaf, we're going to say Al-Nisim. It's not so strange. It's strange because but the chiddush of it is, as the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, but you would have thought, you're right, it's self understood to us, but the Shulchan Aruch of it is coming to say that you would have thought that Chanukah itself doesn't make a Musaf. So maybe you wouldn't have said Al-Nisim. You know, there's not. Because normally in Musaf, you mention.
Musaf is for the Musaf. Okay, so maybe you don't mention any other.
Yeah, people. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's a good halakha. I hear. And finally, Siv Gimel, Ein Omrim Kashem Shasisa. We don't say the words Kashem Shasisa. Elam Esayim Ve'asisa Emoim Nisim Ve'gvuras Be'yomim Ve'em Ba'is Azois. Ve'esh Omrim Shomrim Oisos. The Mishnah Berurah said that there's a few Nuschos, a few Gesos. In other words, every nusach is justified and it's fine. And then he finally says, "Balanisim yishleim ala hashkicham toirasecha v'lo yoyma met toirasecha b'mem." That's like what's generally printed in the sidurim. Hashkicham toirasecha. They want to make you forget the Torah. By the way, just going to finish off with that. The words Lashkicham Toirosecha. What is the literal translation of Lashkicham Toirosecha? To make the Yevonim, the Greeks, wanted to make us forget the Torah. Make us forget the Torah. Now, how the Poskim, the Mefarshim ask, how do you make someone forget something? I can't force you to forget something. I understand they wanted to force the Yidden to do Aveiros. I understand they wanted to force the Yidden to not to do the mitzvahs. Wanted to make it impossible for them to do mitzvahs. But how do you force somebody? How did the Greek intend that Yidden should forget the Torah? La'ashkicham Torah secha. How does that happen? I know that there are some things which Chazal say they are kosher leshikcha. Chazal say that if you're eating certain things, it's a school for forgetting. It causes you to forget. You know, can you think of examples? Yeah, maybe. That's maybe one. That's not something that's written in Chazal, but that's something that people say. Yeah, that's something. Yeah. Pardon? Svarim open. It's also not a Gemara, but it's something put down in Achronim, yes. Yeah. Pardon? Olives is brought down in the Gemara, yeah. Olives is brought down in the Gemara. So there is something kosher shikha. So is that what they wanted? Did the Yevonim force the Eden to eat olives? No. Or to keep the Svarim open? What did they do? Yes.
To not have a lure, wasn't it? And not learn Torah.
Not to learn Torah?
And the
lure. Not the luach. Not to learn Torah. Right. Very good, yeah. Yeah, what do you want to say? How do you make forget somebody Torah? But how did it make them forget the Torah? How did it force them to forget the Torah? Good question, no? So... Oh, very good. So then the Bali Musa say that on this, it's so obvious. They say that a person can't focus on two things at the same time. By imposing their culture, their wisdom, their thoughts, their ideology, by imposing that, by spreading that, and by imposing that on the society, automatically by default, that causes Eden to forget Torah. Because it's impossible to concentrate on two things. It's impossible. Either person is focused on Torah, or person is focused on something else. You can't have both. That, and by imposing their culture on the Eden, that made them forget the Torah. That's the thought. Because a person can't focus on two things at the same time. That's Lashkicham Torah Secham.